Investigators are still piecing together exactly what happened in a deadly three-boat crash off Miami that claimed the lives of four young people over the holiday weekend. Authorities say the dead were all between the ages of 20 and 24 years old. Two of them were thrown overboard and died after the boat they were riding in crashed into another vessel. Another was also on the boat and was pronounced dead at a local hospital. The fourth was in a second vessel and died immediately. Seven other people were injured and two remain in critical condition. Investigators say the crash occurred in the waters off Dinner Key late Friday, just as a fireworks display was finishing up. The crash involved two separate collisions, one right after the other. All three boats were towed in, and Fish and Wildlife officials are holding them for investigation at their base in North Miami. With nearly 900,000 registered vessels, Florida leads the nation in recreational boating accidents. Last year alone, 62 people died in boating collisions. And the Sunshine State has also been known as the deadliest place in the country for lightning strikes, and 2014 has been no exception. Four people in Florida have been fatally struck so far this year. That's the same number as in the rest of the entire country, according to the National Weather Service. Summer is the peak season for lightning, and nationwide, 51 people on average are killed each year, while hundreds more suffer severe injuries. Overall, the number of lightning fatalities appears to be on the decline, and this year is an anomaly. There were four lightning deaths in Florida in all of 2013. Weather Service meteorologists say there are about 1.5 million lightning strikes in Florida each year. Meanwhile, electrical problems are putting the kibosh on summer fun at two South Florida pools. Here's WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard with details on how the city of North Miami Beach is dealing with an alarming problem.
The kids playing in the Victory Swimming Pool in North Miami Beach have some extra visitors. The Uletta and Washington Park pools nearby are closed after an inspection found faulty electrical problems. The inspections came after a series of electrical incidents in neighborhood and backyard pools, including an electrocution which killed a 7-year-old boy in North Miami Beach. So while the pools are closed, the city is providing van rides to the Victory Pool. Keisha Williams is planning to take the van to the pool with her family, but she hopes Washington Park Pool is open soon.
They said they had a little bit of problems, but they ain't tell us. But now that we know about it, we really wanted to open back up because I take my nephews there every summer.
The van rides are offered on Wednesdays and Saturdays. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.